40. It's 99.1 CBLA. That's 99.1 CBLA.
Back in April 98, the CBC Broadcast Center in downtown Toronto was full of people. Visitors packed the 10-story atrium to celebrate the sign-on of the new FM transmitter at 99.1.
Three, two, one, here we go! You are listening to CBLA, CBC Radio 1, broadcasting from our transmitter atop First Canadian Place in downtown Toronto. For those of you listening at home, we've just had fireworks here, pyrotechnics going on.
14 months later, no fireworks mark the shutdown of the AM transmitter. There's no open house, no souvenir t-shirts, just a small white building at the end of a dead-end road in Hornby, Ontario. When the CBC built this facility in 1937, there was little but farms and swamps out here, 20 miles west of downtown Toronto. Now Hornby is surrounded by suburban sprawl, the 401 superhighway, new housing projects, and power lines in all directions. All that development is cut into the range of a transmitter designed to cover all of southern Ontario. But inside the transmitter building, there's still work to be done. It's now Friday afternoon, June 18th, just a day and a half before CBL leaves the air for good. A half dozen CBC engineers are working on transmitter number one, one of four identical Continental 317s at the site. Two of them on the left side of the transmitter room serve CBL. The other two at the back are used for CJBC, the French service at 860. On the right side of the room, a rack of equipment serves both stations with studio transmitter links, audio processors, and modulation monitors. Overlooking the room is a glassed-in office and a viewing area behind a stainless steel rail. That's where visitors used to stand back when this site was new and something of a tourist attraction. Now the only visitors are the occasional radio buffs here to see a piece of Canadian radio history before it's too late.
Here's an important message for CBC radio listeners in the general Toronto area. CBC Radio will cease broadcasting on 7:40 a.m. as of June 19th.
The programming on 7:40 has been interrupted with that message since Monday. Now it's coming up on midnight Friday, the end of regular programs, and just 24 hours to go until the end of 7:40 itself.
CBC Radio.
As of tonight, CBC Radio will no longer be available on 7:40 a.m. To receive CBC Radio programming, please tune your radio to 99.1 FM in the Greater Toronto Area. If you live in the Guelph, Kitchener, Waterloo area, tune to 89.1 FM. In London, tune to 93.5 FM. In the Owen Sound area, tune to 98.7 FM. If you live in the Wingham area, tune to 93.5 or 98.7 FM. In the Midland area, tune to 89.7 FM. If you live in the Orillia area, tune to 91.5. In Southern Niagara, tune to 90.5 FM. If you have any reception problems, call 416-205-5949. Or you can call toll-free at 1-877-300-5548.
CBC engineers spent the end of their week in the war room downtown answering hundreds of phone calls from listeners about to lose 740. Now they're back at the transmitter with less than an hour to go before the end. Art Slade was an engineer here from 1956 to 1990. He's been picked to push the button.
So anyway, we'll do this
Just give me a cue.
Yeah, we'll still have a couple of minutes.
Downstairs in the emergency studio built in the fallout shelter, engineer Tom Holden waits with Philip Savage from the CBC's communications department. With just half an hour left to go, they've scratched out a script for the final seconds of CBL. But as the clock upstairs, the only remaining piece of equipment from 1937, counts down to midnight, they're stalling a bit.
You got 5 minutes.
Finally, the moment is at hand.
This is CBC Radio 1, broadcasting from the Hornby transmitter at 7:40 a.m. In the Toronto area, we will now move to 99.1 FM, with additional frequencies throughout southern Ontario. This transmitter has served the community well, since 1937 and has been at 7:40 a.m. since 1941.
Upstairs, 10 engineers stand before transmitter 2.
This is the eighth cut of the earth in Canadian broadcasting history.
Cameras click. Art Slade hits the high voltage button.
Now, signing off from CBL. Adieu.
And it's all over, but the toasts.
Thank everyone for being here tonight. All those that have worked directly or indirectly for CBLAM. Definitely the end of an era.
There's champagne and beer, cold cuts, and a fruit plate. And in the office overlooking the transmitter room, engineer Roberto Visani filling out the last page of the CBL transmitter log. In another year or two, there will be programming again on 740 as a private broadcaster takes over the frequency. But for now, on the overnight drive back along the Niagara frontier, there's nothing but static. And for 63 years, the best in Canadian broadcasting held forth.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 740 in Toronto.
For the DX Audio Service, I'm Scott Feibusch in Rochester.